Hey, what's up, VPFiers? All set? You're about to listen to an English chat 100% in English with our student Gustavo Paiva. He has been a great student since his first contact with the English language, and he, after developing his second language up to a great level, started studying Japanese. And now, in this year, he is putting himself in a new level, studying French and German at the same time. Yeah!
VPFI!
Let's just see if everything is okay with Gustavo. Hey, Gu, can you listen to me?
Hey, Du. Yes, of course I can hear you, man. Thanks for having me here on the show. It's a pleasure, you know, to be recording a chat 100% in English with my teacher, the person who taught my first word, I guess I can say that.
Yeah, I guess you do. It's an honor to have you here because I never imagined we would be here.
Yeah.
Like, since the beginning, we love the podcast, remember? And then we are here doing our own show. It's awesome, right?
Yeah, it's awesome.
Okay, man, pretty good. So, man, the plan of becoming a polyglot for you is up yet?
Yeah, for sure, dude. I would say that it's a kind of tricky world, you know, but learning new languages, you need to know how to learn, you know, a new language, because you can make it faster, you can make it funnier, you can, you know, get to discover things in the language culture that it's gonna attract you so much, and it's gonna make the process funnier than you could ever imagine. You know, for sure. And I'm trying a thing right now that is to study like 80% of one language and 20% of another. I'm gonna give a little explanation of that. If you have 1 hour to study a language in your day, you have 1 hour to study, you're gonna use like 40 minutes to study one language and 20 to study another. And then when you are bored of the language you are studying the most, you can change that, you know? In my case, I'm studying French and German. When I'm studying French for 40 minutes and German for 20, and I'm bored of French, I change that, you know? It can take me a month to get bored of studying too much French, and then I'm gonna change and be studying German for 40 minutes for 1 month, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that's a easier way, you know, to learn. You ease the burden a lot.
I see. And it's interesting because you have the total control of your schedule of studies, right?
Yeah, right.
So, man, it's interesting, but before getting deeper in this topic, I'd love you to introduce yourself to our listeners here. They are kind of curious to know who you are, okay?
All right.
So tell a little bit about yourself, please.
My name is Gustavo, as you already know, and I live in a small city near Ribeirão Preto.
The big river black,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, the big river black.
Okay, right.
Or the big rodobião,
exactly.
As we use it to call.
Yes.
And I'm 21 years old, just, you know, beginning my life. And I have this, you know, this passion for language, and they're planning on going on with that, you know, and learning as much languages as I can, you know.
All right, and what do you do professionally?
Professionally, I work with my parents at our store, you know, and that is it. And I just enjoy studying languages.
All right, pretty good, man. Pretty good. Let me make you a very interesting question here, okay? What was your first contact with a different language from Portuguese?
Very interesting question, Du. I guess my first contact with a different language wasn't any different from anyone that, you know, has their first contact with another language. At first, when I was having English classes at school, you know, at the normal school, you know, and I hated English, you know, because I couldn't learn anything. And I know, I guess that's the main reason that lead people to hate English or any other language. Just to make it a little more interesting, I was listening to a podcast in French of Dr. Stephen Kaufman, and he was telling that he lives in Canada, and in Canada the level of the French in schools are getting so low. They're not teaching French anymore. They're not motivating the students, you know, the kids to learn French anymore. They're just going with English.
Wow.
And Canada was a country that spoke two languages, you know, English and French.
Officially, yeah.
And Dr. Steve Kaufman was telling that he's sad about that, you know, because, you know, French is a very nice language and the country, you know, has the two languages. And we have the same situation here in our country. When you face English at school, it's so difficult because you don't learn anything. The teachers are telling you all the time to get to the dictionary and translate everything, you know, but it's not the way of learning any language, you know. And I hated English at first, but then Du found me, you know, because he was used to go to school. Was used, no, because he go to the GMP all the time, you know. And when he was there, he was like giving these little words in English to me, and I kind of got attracted to that. And when I started having classes with him, I thought that it would lead me no anywhere, you know. And it was like good for me because I could see my development over time, especially because Du was motivating me in all the process, you know, because learning a new language is tough by itself.
Yeah.
And when you don't have any motivation, it's even harder.
It's harder, for sure. Just to add a nice information here, Gu mentioned that I go to his store like daily, and it's true. If you guys see the PDF files that I make it available on our website, some students ask me to print them up. And most part, 100% of the students who study here at VPFI, they have the same PDFs all printed. And the Gu is the responsible to doing this great job of printing them and delivering them to school. So if you have the physical copy of our material, be sure that Gu has his hands on this process, you know? He's the guy responsible for that. All right, ma'am. So, you mentioned that at school time you didn't like English at all. In fact, you hated that, yeah? And you know why that happens, right? We recorded an episode here with teacher Jader Lelis from Inglês do Zero podcast, a great friend of mine. If you didn't listen to that, you should definitely do it right now, okay? And we talked about that. It happens for just one single reason. Not even the English teachers know English. You know, you feel that when you start learning English for real and you try to speak in English with your teacher from school, he doesn't even know, she doesn't even know what is in the book. If you close their books, over. No more English classes there. Isn't that real?
Yeah, it's real.
You know, you had the same experience I had. We studied basically in the same schools, but in different time, right? Mm-hmm. And you faced the same teachers that I faced. Yeah. So, you know, I'm real when I say that, right?
Yeah.
It's not a reality just here in our city, but I mean, in the whole country, we can see lots of English teachers that don't know English, right?
Yeah, sure.
All right, ma'am. So, I want to make you a different question now, okay? Because you are studying two languages at the same time, and you talked about the percentage of 80% and 20%. Mm-hmm. Don't you think that you can confuse languages learning them at the same time?
Yeah, that's a pretty interesting question. But see, that's the catch thing here, you know, because you can't be learning two, you know, alike languages at the same time. You know, if I'm learning like Spanish and Italian, I guess it's not gonna be a good deal for me because these two languages, they are kind of like.
They're very similar.
Yeah, very similar, you know, in so many ways.
Got it.
And that's why I chose French and German, you know, because they're so different from each other that you can't mix up things, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You can't like, this word is equal here in French and German, or this grammar is, you know, but in French and German you don't have that, you know?
Yeah.
And that's the point here. If you're learning two languages at the same time, just like I'm doing it, you can't be learning two alike languages, two equal languages.
I see your point. Interesting. I asked you that.
Alike.
Oh yeah, I mean, because they're not equal at all, but they are similar.
Similar.
Yeah, grammar structures and stuff like that, right?
Desculpa interromper a entrevista assim, tá? Chegar picando o pé na porta, mas ó, depois de você ouvir o que eu vim dizer aqui, você vai até me agradecer, tá? Eu quero saber se você tá conseguindo entender tudo que tá rolando na entrevista, hein? Uns 50%? até tá legal. Mas se você quiser melhorar ainda mais a sua compreensão, você vai ter que estudar mais. É, my friend. E é por isso que eu tô aqui, pra te convidar pra conhecer as outras plataformas do VPFI. Nós estamos em muitos lugares, até onde você nem imagina. A gente tá lá, Nós temos o nosso canal no YouTube, com vários programas com muitas dicas para acelerar o seu aprendizado em inglês. No nosso Instagram, o Teacher Du ensina todos os dias, de domingo a domingo, as expressões mais utilizadas na língua inglesa. E também nós temos o nosso grupo do WhatsApp para praticar conversação. E o link tá aqui embaixo, tá? Tá na descrição aí. Enfim, tem tudo isso no
VPFI!
Muito mais do que uma escola de inglês. É, agora você pode voltar a ouvir a entrevista normal, tá? Que não vai ter mais nenhum merchan. Beleza? Tchau, obrigado.
Now I want to get back and drive up this conversation to your English, because our main public here is interested in English, right? So I want to you to tell how was your journey since the time you started in as a basic student, like you didn't know English. Yeah, you didn't know English for real. You didn't know how to say shit in English, right? And then I started being your teacher and you developed so fast. Do you remember?
Yeah.
What was the year that you started having your English classes?
Yes, I can remember it was 2015, I guess.
2015, so let's
2015
say...
2015 or 2014?
I guess it was 15, if I'm not wrong. Later we need to check the papers here, but I guess it was...
Yeah.
So let's say that you spent, what, 2 years studying with me? It completed 2 years, or
two
it was
years.
Less than that? Because after that,
if
you felt so...
If it wasn't that, it was almost.
Yeah, because I remember that you quit classes because you felt confident to follow up alone.
Yeah.
And it's so interesting. It's one thing that I want to say to my students. I don't want these students. Mm. In fact, I want them to be here at school with me for years and years. But not because of the money, but because I can offer too much material, too many things, you know?
I see.
But I mean, you felt confident and you said, hey... From here, I can continue alone. And it's interesting because you felt independent. I want to the students feel this sensation. It's not great to,
yeah,
like, oh, I can develop my English alone. So I want to know, let's say that you spent the 2015 up to 2017. Let's put up here 2 years, okay? How was this journey since the scratch up to the time that you felt confident and said, wow, now I can go alone. What was this path? Talk a little bit about it.
All right. In the beginning, I didn't know anything in English at all, but I was so willing. I was willing too much to learn English, you know,
mm-hmm.
to learn that new thing in my life, you know, and I did what I could. I was always asking Du, I do, what can I do to develop my English when I'm not in class? What can I do to be better, you know, fast? Not just to be fast, because when you are learning a new language, you need to be patient too, you know?
Interesting.
You need to get a step by step.
Mm-hmm.
But the willing of learning was too big that I was always telling Du, hey Du, what can I do, what can I do? And that's when Du... recommended me the podcast of Dr. Jeff McQuilly, you know?
I remember that, the ESL podcast.
Yeah, that guy was amazing.
Oh, Dr. Jeff McQuilly, I miss this guy.
He made my English life, I'd say.
Yeah,
for sure. And when I was having classes for 6 months, I felt that I already had an understandable level. I could understand already. I could comprehend things in English, you know? But because I was there, all days I was... listen to podcasts, you know, reading the classes,
mm-hmm.
you know, the packs that Du was teaching me, and that's it. I was always committed to what Du was teaching me. I was on to the podcast too, but I was committed to classes too. So I was listening to podcasts and I was reading the packs all the time, making other exercises and searching for more information on the internet. When I was staying with Du for 1 year and he came by the store, I could already talk in English with him. I could understand what he was saying to me in English, and I could sell things to him in English. And then I started to get more triggered about English, more triggered and more motivated. And from that time on, I started to feel some confidence in the language that Du was giving me. somehow, because he made me see that I was able to learn a new language.
Not even to mention that this was considered by me as free propaganda. Because when we spoke in English in the store, it was kind of surreal. We used our English like we are doing here. Gu learned it so fast because he developed his conversation skills fast because he listened to hundreds of podcasts in a short period of time. But when we were in the store and we spoke in English, people look at us and like,
it's not a different way.
It's not common here in our city to see people speaking English because we live in a city that has less than 40,000 inhabitants. So you don't see foreign people here, you know?
Yeah, sure.
So guys, when we used our English in the store, people look at us and some of them said, are they aliens? And while others waited for me to leave the store and went to Gu and asked for my business card or for my contact because they would like to learn and to do that, to speak English. So Gustavo was my best propaganda ever, you know?
And it's nice that you mentioned that because people are willing so much to speak a new language,
sure,
but they are not willing to learn it,
mm-hmm,
you know? Because the process of learning, it's gonna hurt you, you know, in some ways.
Of course it will.
Because it's a hard thing you're facing. You have never seen that thing before,
mm-hmm,
you know. It's a thing that you don't comprehend at all.
Yeah, sure,
right?
Sure. No pain, no gain.
Yeah.
It's the deal.
That's the deal. And I had this thing with me. I need to learn. And when I was giving up, I had this feeling with me, no, I can't. I need to learn. And even nowadays, Du said that I studied with him for 2 years. But since the beginning, it's been 5 years.
5 years, yeah.
And I don't stop studying, you know?
Yeah, and we keep learning together.
In English, yes, for sure.
Especially because you stopped being my student, but after that, we never stopped having contact. We work together, right? I mean, he produces the VPFI stuff, so I have too much contact with Gu. So we are we don't have formal classes, but anytime we are together, we are using English,
so it's
kind of a class, right?
Yeah. It's a conversation class.
Yeah, it's a continuous learning, you know? Good. Take a look. We are kind of running out of time here, but I want you to promise me that the next possibility you have a free time and I have a free time in agenda, we can come here again and record more English chats because I believe it's gonna be so cool for our audience to have these registers of audio and you keep talking about how you developed, especially because you did all this development through podcasts and this is our podcast.
Yeah.
What do you imagine in any world that would you and me be recording a podcast right now, today?
I didn't imagine that, but I was always telling you, Edu, you need to start your own podcast.
No, it was something unattainable for me, you know? I see the girls from All Years English. Man, they are amazing. And now I see that we are doing the same stuff.
Yeah.
I feel proud about it.
You know?
Exactly. I feel proud about it because by doing this, imagine how many students are now at home, like improving their listening skills, just listening to our English conversation.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel that now we are able to help many more students,
sure,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
So you guarantee that you are going to be coming down to school in another opportunity to record more episodes with me?
Sure.
So guys, Gustavo said here, he promised that he will be here in the next opportunity. And if you guys enjoyed this episode and want to see more different topics, you can ask questions, right, Gu?
Yeah, right.
Leave a question in our YouTube page or here, even on your platform of podcast. Leave it a question and I'll be extremely glad. I'll be thrilled to make this question to Gu and generate more and more conversations between me and him. Right, man?
All right. Yeah.
So, would you like to give a final message here to this show?
Yeah, I'd like to give a tip, you know,
mm-hmm,
especially to the beginners. Take your time. Learning a new language takes time,
mm-hmm,
you know?
Got it.
And don't try to rush things, you know, as I said before, step by step, you know, and you
great
get there. As it is the slogan from VPFI, you know?
Yes,
a little bit by day and you achieve your goals.
Exactly, you know? It's like that. There's no need to rush.
No need to rush.
Exactly, no. Man. Thank you for the tip, okay? If you guys couldn't understand anything at all about this conversation, you should be practicing more English. And if you are a basic level student, of course, it's not up to your level yet. But we have material here to basic level users, basic level students, okay? So, that's it for today. Eduardo Souto and Gustavo Paiva.
Out.
Out.